I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Theater opens their season with the American tribal love rock musical, Hair. It's a production directed by our guest, Patty Wilcox, and starring C.J. Polakowski as the tribe's leader, Claude. Patty Wilcox is a veteran director and choreographer who's directed Rent, which was used to open the season last year. She actually launched her career in New York City while appealing to the economy of scale, rooming with IU's George Pinney. Thanks very much for joining us. Hair opened in 1967, began very much as a youth anthem. It's not eligible for Medicare, but it's well into middle age. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the great thing about Hair is it encapsulates the 1960s, and so I think the appeal of it is going to be very broad. It's going to appeal to people that were of the 1960s and remember when it was being produced in the changes that were happening in our culture at that time, and it's also relevant to now to our youth. So I think it'll span both.
Now, you're both a director and also a choreographer for the show. Does that put strain on the situation? Would you rather have a separate choreographer, or do you prefer really to do both things?
I prefer to do both things. I think, although I do love the collaborative process, if I was to do one or the other, I think that storytelling is so much a part of choreography that I think it actually is directorial in its nature.
Our next guest, senior C.J. Polakowski, played Chloe's country heartthrob in the premiere musicals Happily Ever Chloe this past summer, and a while ago, Lisa's Nazi heartthrob in the Cardinal Stage Company's The Sound of Music. Here he's playing Claude, the leader of the tribe. What do you like about Claude?
Claude has been such an amazing experience to get to embody over the past few weeks. He's a natural-born leader, and he's pure, and he embodies innocence amongst the youth of America. And he is maybe the only one in the tribe with the largest conscience. And that comes through when push comes to shove and he has to burn his draft card and he decides not to. And the audience eventually gets to see what's going on in his mind, what he's thinking, and what he's conflicted with between what the tribe wants him to do and what he thinks is the right direction to go.
Talk a little bit about some of the songs that you lead in the show.
One of my favorite songs is I Got Life that Claude sings, and it's such a great showstopper. He's addressed by his parents, who come from conservative USA, and they just don't understand why Claude acts the way he does. And Claude's response is listing everything that Claude's got, and he may not have money, he may not have a business job, but he does have hair. He has a head on his shoulders. He has a good body, and he has all the life in the world.
Hair, with book and lyrics by James Rado and Jerome Ragney and music by Galt McDermott, opens at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center on October 7th with performances through the 15th. Our guests have been the director, Patty Wilcox, and one of the actors, C.J. Polakowski. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.